Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Murphy and Chris Brown. Chris is in for Steve Tasker. We're here until 3 o'clock today talking about the Bills and talking to the Bills, including our next guest joining us right now on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Last Saturday, he was Buffalo's fourth-round draft pick out of Weber State. We are happy to have cornerback Taron Johnson on the line with us. Taron, John Murphy and Chris Brown here in Buffalo. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys for asking. It's a great opportunity.
Where are you, in Sacramento? Are you home in Sacramento right now?
Yes, I am.
Is that where you watched the draft, Taron? And how did, tell me about taking in the draft last Saturday.
It was an exciting moment when the Bills called me. My heart kind of dropped a little bit. I was kind of nervous, and then they told me that they were going to take me. So I was just really excited. I was just all around with my family and friends, and they were all excited for me.
Were you like, even some guys have said this before. They get the call from a team, and they say, oh, we're going to pick you with the next pick. Just be ready for it. And, you know, you hang up the phone, and some guys have said in the past, well, I didn't believe it until I saw my name on the television. Were you kind of in the same boat there?
I was in the exact same boat. I was just waiting. They said they were going to pick me, but I was just waiting to see my name go on the television. So I was just, that's what I was really waiting for. When they told me that, I just had to see it to believe.
And then just with respect to contact, you know, leading up to the draft, I think you said they didn't, did they have much contact with you pre-draft?
During the Senior Bowl, I had met with all the coaches, like, the whole like, basically, organization in a room. And after the Senior Bowl, I haven't heard much from them after that at all. And so I was kind of surprised that they called me.
So what was your impression coming out of all that time you spent with them at the Senior Bowl? You had to be thinking, everybody's lined up here. This must be pretty serious. Like, how did you take that walking out of the Senior Bowl at the end of the week?
Well, I felt like they were very interested in me. I mean, obviously they were, but they seemed to have watched a lot of my film and just liked me a lot. So that's just basically what I got out of it. And then they just happened to end up drafting me.
Hey, Taron, how would you compare the pre-draft interviews at the Senior Bowl? It's not as structured, right, as it is at the Combine and a couple of other instances, right? I mean, maybe do you get to spend more time at the Senior Bowl with the teams who want to talk to you?
I'd say in the Senior Bowl, I felt like maybe all the coaches weren't necessarily there. They had all the scouts, all the team scouts there, but not all the coaches were there. So when I met with the Bills, they had the whole coaching staff in there. So I felt like they were very, very interested into me. But at the combine, all the coaches are there, all the GMs and stuff like that. But at the Senior Bowl, I only saw the whole organization of the Bills. So that's what I saw.
So, Taron, I was down at the Senior Bowl covering it, you know, for our team website there. And, you know, the FCS guys are names of interest for me because, you know, those are the guys that really have the most to prove during that week. And, you know, you and now your new teammate, Ciaran Neal from Jacksonville State, you guys were two of a handful of FCS guys that were on site. I'm curious what your mindset was going in, because watching you and even Ciaran Neal through the course of the week, you guys didn't back down to anybody. I mean, just I'm curious what your mindset was going into the week while not trying to make it bigger than what it was. You know, you obviously want to make a good impression. So how did you prepare yourself mindset-wise for that week?
Well, I mean, I went in thinking that I feel like there's not too big of a difference between FCS and FBS. I think the biggest difference is probably depth. FBS has a lot more depth than maybe FCS schools. But other than that, I feel like the difference isn't too much. And not only was I playing against FBS players, but I was playing against the best FBS players in the country. So I was just excited to prove myself that I'm one of the best players in the country. That's just all I really wanted to do. And I knew I could do that. I knew I had the ability. And that's just what I set out to prove.
Who's the best receiver you went up against last year for Weber State, and how did you do against him, Taron?
The best receiver I went up against at Weber State was probably a player by the name of Keelan Doss. He kind of went to the opposite side of me most of the game, so I didn't get to play against him that much. But when I did play against him, he was a really good player, and he's probably going to get drafted somewhere next year.
So I know that you played a little bit of everywhere at Weber State because you were probably their best cover guy, and I know you even followed players around at times to handle the opponent's number one target. Can you just walk me through some of the different roles that you had to, take on in the Weber State defense, number one, and which one, you felt you were asked to hold down most often? I mean, were you the guy following the number one most of the season? Were you in the slot, covering their best inside guy? I'm just curious the range of your assignments there, because we don't get a lot of Weber State games out here.
Yeah, well, I played basically wherever they needed me. Most of the time I followed the best receiver, and whether he went in the slot or was in the outside. So I manned up on him if he went inside, and I manned up on him if he went outside. So I basically just did what the coach asked me to do. I felt like I could be a great nickel, a great outside corner, just wherever they need to put me.
What kind of indication have you received from the Bills coaching staff, Taren, about how they plan on using you here? Have you talked to anybody about that?
I have, but I don't. We're going to see what happens in the near future.
Yeah.
So I mean, wherever they put me, I'm ready to excel, and I'm a master whatever position that they have me in.
I know
whether it's outside corner or nickel.
Yeah, I mean, I know that at least the NFL draft nicks, and their opinion varies in validity, of course, and certainly doesn't carry as much weight as what the Bills coaching staff has in store for you. But I know a lot of them feel that, you could be on the field very early as, a nickel corner. I think they just like your change of direction skills, your quickness, and your ability, to defend two-way goes. How do you feel about that? What's your reaction to that opinion of your play?
I mean, there's we have some good definitely corners on the Bills, Tre'Davious White, Vontae Davis. So wherever I'm a good fit, that's where I'm gonna excel at. That's where I'm gonna do my best at. That's where I'm gonna learn and be the best player that I possibly can be.
Taren, do you find, are you comfortable in zone? Like if they ask you to play a lot of zone, would you be comfortable doing that here?
Oh, most definitely. The thing about me is I feel like I'm pretty versatile. So I feel like I can match up in man and I could be a zone corner. So it's just whatever the situation is, I feel like I can do.
So Taren, we'd be remiss if we didn't address this. The combine. You became a meme rather quickly. I'm sure it's probably the first time that's happened for you. How tough was it for you at the outset in terms of your phone blowing up? And has it at least died down since then? Because, I mean, we're looking at what was a completely honest mistake, but we know how social media works. So what was it like after it first happened with your phone, and how are things now?
I took it in stride. Like, a lot of my friends was like, don't even worry about it. They were just basically saying, all publicity is good publicity. So I just took it like that, and I wasn't too upset that it happened. I just kind of got my name out there a little bit more, so I wasn't tripping like that, and I thought it was pretty funny. And then, it's over with now, I guess, because I didn't see too much people talk about it now. But yeah, it was kind of cool, I guess. Like, I wouldn't say it's necessarily a bad thing that happened.
Well, it's certainly better than falling down a flight of stairs or tripping over something and looking like a complete clumsy person. I got to tell you, Taren, and for the listeners that don't know, Taren's getting ready to run through the gauntlet at the combine, where he's got to catch, balls that are being thrown at him and show his ball skills. And, you catch the two passes, you do a 180, you catch it on one side, you do a 180, you catch it on the other side, and then passes start coming at you left and right. And Taren's unfortunately looking the wrong way on the first pass, and the quarterback just drills him in the head. But here's the part of the video I like the most, Taren. The two guys in the background watching I think two guys that are one guy that's got his hands on his head after it hit you. That's the guy I like the most in the video. Forget about what happened to you. But hey man, if anything, hats off to you for continuing the drill, because I think that showed something to a lot of coaches that were watching. Like, here's a guy that can take something unexpected or bad that may happen on the field, and the guy's just going to keep playing.
I didn't think too much. You gotta have a short memory as a corner, because things are gonna happen in a game.
Right.
But you gotta just focus on like the next play and just plan on making the next play to redeem yourself or anything like that.
Hey, if that happens in a game, that's a PBU, that's a pass breakup, Darren. Yeah. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. You are correct.
Yeah.
And PBUs are something that you kinda excelled in, Taryn. 48 games, 41 PBUs. I mean, were you just getting targeted a bunch, or were you just making plays?
I feel like I was making plays, especially, well, towards my senior year, I didn't get as many targets as I did when I was, like, a freshman and sophomore. But, like, I mean, I feel like I was just making plays. I just didn't want the receiver catching the ball.
Mm-hmm. And then just with respect to your Twitter account, which for fans that may want to follow, it's TarrenJ11. You've got some interesting advice on there at times, I got to say. You had a post less than a day ago. Going to church together is a good date. Do you routinely dispense dating advice, Taryn?
Nah, not necessarily. But I just felt like I was just thinking about it. And I just feel like that's something I feel like a good thing to do with somebody.
And then another post of yours, Draymond is hilarious. So are you a Warriors fan? Or are you just a Draymond Green fan with all the antics that he does on the court?
I like the Warriors. I wouldn't necessarily say I'm a huge fan, but I really do like the Warriors. I'm really a Kings fan, but the Kings never really, you know. So I got to go for the next closest hometown, and that's the Bay Area. So I'm kind of a Warriors fan when they're only in the playoffs, basically.
Darren, growing up in Sacramento, you come out of there as really an all-city wide receiver, and you go to Weber State, and immediately, I guess, freshman year, they turn you on to the defensive side of the ball. What did they see? Why did they make that move?
The thing is, I actually asked the coach to change. Yes, because I felt like I could be a better corner rather than a wide receiver. So as soon as I got there, I was there probably, this was over summer, and I was just thinking about it, and I was just like, I want to play corner. And I told the head coach, and luckily the head coach is like the corner's coach, and he played corner in college. And he actually was at the Bills for a period of time, like a long time ago, like 1999.
What's his name, Taryn?
Jay Hill.
Okay.
Yeah, Jay Hill.
Okay.
And he was really excited that I actually wanted to change positions. The receiver coach wasn't happy, but he was excited that I wanted to change positions, and that's probably because he was a cornerback. So he was excited, and it wasn't hard for me to actually change positions.
Were you completely foreign to the position though, or had you played some of it in high school? Like, you know, running forwards a whole lot different than running backwards. So I mean, did you have experience playing it in high school?
Yes. So most of my highlight tape was of me playing receiver, but when I trained strictly for corner. And for some reason, I felt like I was going to be a corner at the college level rather than a receiver. So that's just how I felt.
Hey, Taryn, what's the plan? You and the rest of the rookies arrive here next week, right? You're on your way here just about a week from now, right?
Yes.
What's the plan? What do you guys do when you get here?
Basically, I'm probably just going to talk to the coaches, get ready for rookie minicamp, really.
Are you nervous?
Not right now. I probably will be next week.
Yeah. Well, don't be. You'll be fine.
I got you.
Yeah, you're coming to a good group. There's a good group back there in that secondary. Did any of the guys on the roster reach out to you after you got picked over the last few days or no?
Yes. They did. Alexander, the linebacker. He's from the Bay Area, and he's good friends with actually my coach, one of my coaches at school. He reached out to me and said if I need anything, just to contact him. Harrison, who just got drafted, he texted me and was like, let's do this thing, and just answering. I'm Neil.
he reached out to me and said that we about to ball out at the next level. So, yeah, that's it.
That's pretty cool. We will see you here next week then, Taren. Thanks very much for joining us here this afternoon. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys.
Taren Johnson, Bills rookie cornerback, fourth-round draft pick from Weber State, joining us on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Subway, eat fresh.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.